DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Karl Holm in Bonn. A bus fire in southeast China has killed dozens of people, state media has reported. The blaze occurred during the evening rush hour in the port city of Xiamen in Fujian province. At least 38 people were killed and more than 30 injured when an express bus burst into flames, the official Xinhua news agency reported. The European Union Enlargement Commissioner, Czech diplomat Stefan Füle, has criticised Turkish police for using excessive force against demonstrators. Füle demanded an investigation into the handling of the protests, saying it had no place in a democratic nation which aspires to join the EU. German Chancellor Angela Merkel on Friday also appealed for Ankara to reject the use of violence against demonstrators. Earlier, the Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan demanded an immediate end to anti-government protests which have choked parts of the Turkish capital for the last 7 days. Police have used tear gas and water cannon to disperse the protesters who are demanding a stop to a construction project in Istanbul's Taksim Square. U.S. President Barack Obama has defended sweeping U.S. government surveillance of America's phone and internet activity, calling it a modest encroachment on privacy that was necessary to defend the United States from attack. Obama said the programs were trade-offs to strike a balance between privacy concerns and keeping Americans safe. He said they were supervised by federal judges and Congress and that lawmakers had been briefed. Obama, speaking in Silicon Valley on Friday, tried to reassure people that nobody was listening to their private calls. The Washington Post reported on Thursday that federal authorities have been tapping into the central servers of companies including Google, Apple, and Facebook to gain access to mails, photos, and other files allowing analysts to track a person's movements and contacts. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. In several northern German states, volunteers and soldiers are trying to shore up levee banks along the Elbe River as floodwaters rise. In the medieval city of Magdeburg in Saxony-Anhalt state, the Elbe passed the 7-metre mark, reaching a new historic high. Thousands of residents have been evacuated from Mühlberg in Brandenburg state, 150 kilometres south of the capital Berlin. The death toll from swollen rivers in eastern and central Europe has topped 14, and Hungary has warned it was headed for the worst floods in its history. As forecasters predicted, the Danube would rise to more than twice its usual level for this time of year. The flooding has already caused an estimated €172 million worth of damage to German agriculture, fisheries and forests, according to Germany's agricultural ministry. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's party has voted in favour of a draft bill that would extend married tax rights to same-sex partners. The move follows a constitutional court ruling saying that the government must act on the matter. Members of Merkel's Christian Democratic Union and their coalition partners, Bavaria's Christian Social Union, voted overwhelmingly in favour of sending draft legislation through Parliament before September's elections. The move aims to extend the same taxation rights to same-sex couples as are available to heterosexual couples. Members of the CDU and CSU sister parties met for a special sitting on Friday to approve the measure. Only 3 lawmakers voted against the bill and 1 abstained. The bill is due to be sent to the Cabinet on Wednesday. The federal court ordered that the new taxation law be applied retroactively, dating back to August 2001. Topless feminist protesters calling for the release of fellow Femen activists detained in Tunisia have demonstrated in front of the German Chancellery in Berlin before being removed by police. The women urged Chancellor Merkel to take up the case when she met with Tunisian Prime Minister Ali Larayed. The protest coincided with Larayed's visit to Berlin on Friday and came in response to the detention and trial of 3 Femen demonstrators who were arrested in the North African country. 2 of the Berlin activists had the names of the jailed Femen members painted in black ink across their chests. Karl Holm, Deutsche Welle News.